Welcome to Love in Focus podcast. I'm your host, Rika Lazon, dating coach of CairoDating.com. And today, we're going to discuss building and maintaining trust in your relationship. Welcome back to Love in Focus, the continuing journey. In our last lesson, we discussed how to navigate and resolve conflicts in a healthy way. Today, we'll be focusing on a crucial element that serves as the foundation of any successful relationship, namely trust. Trust is the glue that holds a relationship together, and without it, even the strongest bonds can weaken. In this lesson, we'll explore how to build, maintain, and rebuild trust to create a solid and enduring partnership. Trust isn't something that just happens. It's earned and nurtured over time, through consistent actions, honesty, and reliability. Whether you're building trust in a new relationship or maintaining it in a long-term partnership, it's essential to understand how trust works and what you can do to strengthen it. Let's start by understanding why trust is so vital in a relationship. Trust allows both partners to feel secure, respected, and valued. It creates a safe space where love can flourish, and where both partners can be their authentic selves. Here are some strategies to help you and your partner build and maintain trust in your relationship. Strategy number one, be consistent and reliable. One of the most important aspects of building trust is consistency. Being reliable and following through on your commitments shows your partner that they can depend on you. Consistent actions over time build a strong foundation of trust. Strategy number two, communicate honestly and openly, something I've always advocated for. Honesty is the cornerstone of trust. Open and honest communication fosters transparency and prevents misunderstandings. Whether it's sharing your feelings, discussing concerns, or being truthful about your actions, honesty strengthens the trust between you and your partner. Strategy number three, apologize and forgive. In any relationship, mistakes will happen. When trust is broken, it's important to apologize sincerely and take responsibility for your actions. Equally important is the ability to forgive. Forgiveness allows you to move forward and rebuild trust after a breach. Strategy number four, respect boundaries and privacy. Respecting your partner's boundaries and privacy is essential for maintaining trust. This means honoring their personal space, being considerate of their needs, and avoiding behaviors that could undermine trust, such as snooping or invading their privacy. Strategy number five, show support and understanding. Trust is also built through support and understanding. Being there for your partner during difficult times, offering emotional support and showing empathy all contribute to a strong and trusting relationship. Let's look at a real-life case study of a couple who successfully built and maintained trust in their relationship. And as always, please remember that this is just an example to inspire you, and it's not a guarantee that it will work for you. Meet Lisa and Ben. After several years together, Lisa discovered that Ben had been keeping a significant issue from her. This breach of trust created a rift in their relationship, and they both knew they needed to address it if they were to move forward. Ben took responsibility for his actions and sincerely apologized to Lisa. They committed to rebuilding trust through open communication, setting clear boundaries, and showing support to each other. Over time, with consistent efforts, they were able to repair the damage and rebuild a stronger, more trusting relationship. By being honest, sharing accountability, and consistently demonstrating their commitment to each other, Lisa and Ben were able to restore trust and strengthen their bond. Lisa and Ben's story shares that by being consistent, communicating honestly, apologizing, and forgiving, respecting boundaries and showing support, you can build and maintain trust in your relationship even after a breach. And if you want more tips, you can do this reflection exercise that I will talk about soon, or you can check out the link in the description below, where I talk about how you can rebuild trust. Now it's your turn. Reflect on the level of trust in your relationship. Identify areas where trust can be strengthened and discuss these with your partner. Consider how you can apply the strategies we've discussed to build and maintain trust in your relationship. So, once more, reflect on the level of trust in your relationship. Identify areas where trust can be strengthened. Discuss these insights with your partner. And finally, plan how you can apply strategies to build and maintain trust in your relationship. Thank you for joining us in this lesson on building and maintaining trust in your relationship. Remember, trust is the foundation of a lasting and fulfilling partnership. Stay tuned for our next lesson, where we'll explore how to cultivate gratitude and appreciation in your relationship. Don't forget to download the accompanying PDF of this module, which you will find in the description below. It includes additional exercises and resources. And if you want some personal coaching from me, you can go to chiralating.com/coaching, fill out the form, and let's see if we can work together to help you build a stronger, healthier relationship.